The bill would require all first responders to carry epinephrine pens or sprays and get training on how to detect when a person is experiencing anaphylactic shock. During a public hearing last week, Kristen Mueller of Wisconsin Rapids told lawmakers about the death of her son Andrew in November. She said police got there fast, but they did not have an EpiPen.
As his mom, I can't stop thinking about how things could have been different that night if that first responder would have had epinephrine. If they had what they needed, my son might be here.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services estimates it would cost more than $2.5 million per year to equip more than 17,000 first responders. The bill has no funding attached, but authors say they're open to ideas. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.